Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. Well, this Lenten season, I want to talk about what it means to be a disciple and how we can not only become a disciple, but stay disciples in a world that's constantly challenging us. So I want to encourage you to listen to these 5 weeks, and not only for yourself, but also as you're thinking about helping others to become disciples. These are good lessons, I think, for us all to learn. So this week, if you desire freedom from sin in your life, or if you know someone who does, or if you want to find greater purpose in your life, or if you know someone who wants purpose, is looking, is searching for meaning, the first step in finding that would be to find your identity as a Christian. Who are you? And where do you find the answer to that question? And this means more than just checking a box on a survey. You know, are you a Christian? Yes, I am. Our identity needs to be more resilient and strong than that. Because the world is a confusing and a coercive place that's going to challenge your faith in lots of ways. If you want to become a disciple of Jesus and stay a disciple, even through times of suffering, you have to know your identity. How do you know who you are? And who gets to decide? Today, I think this question is more important than ever for us. Because right now, a lot of people in society talk about, what's your identity? Who are you? How do you identify? But they're not, I mean, sometimes they're talking about something else, right? things that may be part of our identity, but maybe not the most important part of who we are. Who you are is a lot more than, how you're feeling on a certain day. It's a lot more than your gender or your race or what part of the country you live in or where in the world you live in. If someone asked you how or who you identify with or how you identify, how would you answer them? Where would you point them? You might give them, like, your driver's license. I thought I brought it along, but I guess I wasn't going to be driving, so I don't have it. You all should hopefully have a driver's license in your pocket. Your driver's license, what does it say on there? What would it tell them if you showed them your driver's license? It would have your name and your address and your birthday, your gender, and your eye color. That's what mine had. All these things are part of your identity. But those attributes don't really tell people that much about who you really are. And if you're from around here, part of your identity would be maybe your last name, like what family you do belong to, maybe what church you belong to, what school you go to. If you have a job, for a lot of people, that's also a big part of your identity. Where do you work? But even those things don't tell people the most important part of who you are. So who are you? How would you answer that question? What is your identity? I want to help you answer this question once and for all, but I'm not actually going to ask you. I'm not going to ask what your opinion is. I'm not going to ask you about where you work or worry about your gender or your race. I'm not actually interested in what you personally think about yourself at all, because that can change based on what kind of a day you might have had. Christians find their identity by looking to a much higher authority than their own opinions or their own feelings on a particular day about themselves. I want to share with you a few statements that you're going to find in the Bible about who you are according to God. Genesis chapter 1 is where it starts off. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. You were created by God, and you were made in the image of God. That's who you are, an image bearer of the creator of all the universe. Romans chapter 3, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You are a sinner and you need a Savior. I don't need to know each one of you to know that you're a sinner. You don't need to know me to know that I am too. We all are in the same boat. We need a Savior. Again from Romans chapter 3, we maintain that a person is justified by faith in Jesus apart from works of the law. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, you are made right with God. That's who you are. You are forgiven. You are a forgiven sinner. 1 John chapter 3, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. You are loved by God. You are a child of God. If you ever doubt it, go to 1 John chapter 3. It'll make it clear. Who am I? I'm a child of God. I am loved by God. No matter what I've done that day, no matter what you've done in your past, you are loved by God. You are his child. And finally, Galatians chapter 3. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. This is something that my pastor in at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, at campus ministry would say. In baptism, you are named and claimed by God himself. Now you are clothed with Jesus Christ. At the end of our lives, when we stand before God and we're all deserving of condemnation because we're sinners, then I can just imagine Jesus wrapping his arms around you, saying, no, this one's mine. And then God would say, you're forgiven. That's who you are. So what's your identity? Who are you? You are loved. You're a child of God by faith. You are created by God and made in his image. You are a sinner that is forgiven and made right in the sight of God. This is who you are. This is who you always will be. No matter what your circumstances on any given day, no matter what anybody else says about you, no matter how you might feel on any given day. And when you've really blown it, when you've really messed up, when you want to find freedom from your anxiety and your guilt and your shame, you can find your identity in Jesus, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is your identity. And what if, after knowing who you are, you still feel lost and wonder what your purpose is in the world? Now that you know your identity and you know where to find it, right, in Scripture, let me tell you something else that you can be assured of. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. God has a plan and a purpose for your life because you know who you are. You know whose you are. Now you know that God has a plan for you. Romans chapter 8, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In all circumstances, even the ones you can't imagine God making anything good out of, God is working for your good. And finally, Ephesians chapter 2, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You were created by God to do good. So God has a plan and a purpose for you, and he is always working for your good, and you were created by God to do good. When you know who you are and whose you are, when you recognize that your identity is found in Jesus Christ and in him alone, that you are a beloved child of God, then you can begin to live a vibrant life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And no matter how difficult your life becomes, because we all should be ready for it, it's going to be difficult sometimes, you will be able to withstand those difficulties with strength and resilience. When you fall down, you'll be able to get back up again. And this is also what you can do to encourage other disciples of Jesus when they fall down. Remind them who they are. Remind them that God loves them, that they're a child of God by faith, that God has a plan and a purpose for them, that God can work in all circumstances for their good. And then, because once you know who you really are, once other disciples of Jesus know who they are and their identities, then we will all become an unstoppable force of good for the kingdom of God. Amen.